Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. Now, it's really exciting for me whenever we get to Wednesday because we started off with the Word, and Word Fest is what we call it because we get to have a festival of the Word, basically, and we feast on the Word of God with Pastor Moyo. Fundis Moyo, good afternoon and welcome back.
Good afternoon, Sis Wendy.
You're reading a text from Sis Wendy, I'm sure.
And I am ngibhekela ngithi manje I'm a businessman la. Manje kune order okumele ngihambise. Sengiresponda wena ngapha ngiresponda na.
No, I thought as much of like you must use something.
Uyangipressurize la uthi we need this invoice now. Manje sengifuna ukukholisa.
I'm on radio.
You should have let me. Bengizothi I'm sorry. I'm busy here on the radio. But anyway, good morning, good afternoon, Sis Luko. Good afternoon,
good
Sis
Luko. Good afternoon for this.
Yes, and greetings to our listeners at home. Let me put my phone aside. It will.
You'll want to answer it.
Hey.
Of course. You know, we're closing the year. There are so many expectations from the children, from family. We need money.
Yes, definitely. We do.
So business has got to go on.
Yes.
So what are we talking about today for this?
Today, Sis Luko, we are continuing actually. On where we were last week.
Okay.
But today I want us to slightly revisit the story of Jesus and Lazarus, but in a different way. And we are going to read two scriptures today.
All right.
The first scripture we will continue, we'll go to the scenario of Jesus and Lazarus.
All right.
And then we go to Matthew 18, verse 18.
Okay.
There is something that I want us to look at here in terms of the secrecy of results. What made Jesus to have the results, the kind of results that he had?
All right.
Because Jesus was not just only a teacher of the word and a redeemer of the people, but also his works spoke volumes for him. The dead will rise.
The lame will walk.
The blind will see.
The deaf will hear.
You see. And at some point we see him feeding 5,000 people, excluding... it was actually, the Bible says it was 5,000 men, excluding women.
Okay.
So now you understand, let us be honest, in churches, churches are actually saturated with 90% of women.
Women, true.
10% is men. And at some point it's just 5%. It's all over.
Yeah, I've never seen a church that has a lot of males.
Now I'm talking to a pastor who thinks maybe he's not anointed because there are few men. Everywhere it's like that.
It's true.
You see,
it's true.
Our men are found in taverns, in other places, more especially those places where they give stuff. They say, go bath with this thing. Go use this thing.
That's true.
That's where men believe.
Is it because men love more practical tangible things?
Exactly, that's the word. yes, actually. Because now, remember, when we are standing there, to some, it's more like it's a storytelling. They reason about everything.
It's true.
They're thinking about everything that this man is fooling people around.
Yeah, that's true.
He's just telling them stories, then he encourages them, then what?
Everything must have logic to
them. You know, exactly. But they want where they will see smoke coming. Or they would tell him that, no, go in there. It's a steam room or something. You understand? And when he feels that pain or that, there must be something connected to it, you understand, that true, will make him believe true. That I know, you see, this thing
this
is working. This is it, you see. So, but we are praying. We are praying that may God actually touch them as well, especially in the year 2025. We see more men coming to church as well, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. So we see Jesus feeding people, over 5,000 people, with only 3 loaves and 2 fish. You get that?
Yep.
So we see results in impossible situations. So we want to know and see, how was he getting results?
How was he doing this? True.
That's why now you find that we lose a lot of people in churches, because they feel like, no, there's too much delays, things are not happening. Some, because of lack of patience, they go for other options.
Yep.
Some, they resort to staying at home.
Some, as if they'll get the results at home.
At home, you understand? No, but you must understand, it's an emotional decision. It's never a spiritual or a Holy Spirit guided decision. It's always an emotional decision. And many a times, some, before they even leave, they'll find a reason. A small anyana thing can be like a big, huge thing, so that they can justify why I left church. You see, so it's like somebody who wants to live in a relationship. You see, they will look for those things, small anyana things that they can hold on and say, you know what?
And even when you listen to it now, you're like, it can't be.
It can't be.
This can't be the real reason.
It can't be the real reason.
There's much more.
There's
to
much
this.
More to this. So we find all these things. You know, because of lack of results within the church. But that on its own, it's very dangerous, Sluko.
Yeah.
Because it's putting pressure on a man who is called by God.
Okay.
And you forget that this is a man of God. He's not God. So no matter what this man does, if God says no or not now, it won't happen.
It won't happen.
You see, until
he's a man much just like you, just obviously sent by God.
He's sent by God. You see, sent by God. And we even in the times of Jesus, you hear that the crowds were there, but only one person got healed. People don't realize all that. But there are instances where you send his word and the word will heal all of them. But at some point, we only hear that this was the only man who got his healing on that day.
And if you were to assess, you'd realize there were much more who were actually sick, but the appointment was with this particular one.
Yes. Even the woman with the issue of blood, she was the only woman on that day who got her deliverance. But the Bible says people were pressing on Jesus, trying to touch him so that the sickness can go away.
So there was a need on their end as well.
There was a need on their end. And Jesus even asked, says, who touched me? The disciples were like, but Lord, why would you say who touched you?
People
are thronging at you. People are touching you. People, can't you see here? People want results here. You see, but we only hear of one woman who got the results.
Sure.
Jesus says, I felt power leaving me. You see, so that tells you that sometimes I don't know why the Holy Spirit is saying this, but maybe I'm encouraging somebody who says, I've tried it all, I've gone in all the churches, but my situation is not changing. Probably the reason might be you need to change your heart, your mind as well. Are you there for signs and wonders, fish and bread, or you are there for him as the bread of life?
Somebody once said, Mfundisi, that the problem with us is we don't want God, we want his things.
Yes, and those who want his things, they are soon exposed. Because God will test. What cannot be tested cannot be trusted. God will test you with this journey. Abraham, you walked with Abraham without giving him the son of the promise.
Sure.
And he tested Abraham against what he has given him. He says, what I've given you, take it now to the mountain. Sacrifice it. In other words, sacrifice your child. I want to see whether you love me for me, Abraham, or you love me because you wanted this promise. Now that you have it, can we still continue with our intact relationship? Now, Abraham was really a man of faith. He was not wavered by the things that God gave him. He was willing to give them away to him.
Even the very son he
The very son. But he had faith that no, God cannot allow this to happen.
I can imagine. He cannot give it to me and then snatch it.
Exactly.
Like that.
But God can test you to an extent so that he can give you more.
Sure.
Now, when he comes back from the mountain, God says, now I know that you love me. The question is, all these years, God, didn't you know that
was our relationship looking like?
You understand? So what cannot be tested cannot be trusted. God will always test you and trust you.
Amen.
But still, it doesn't take away the fact that we need to see God-given results.
Amen.
God-given results. Otherwise, the kingdom of darkness will continue to produce results and people will run there because they want results.
True.
That's why Jesus was very balanced, in as much as he was a good teacher, powerful preacher, but yet also there were results on the table. You wouldn't deny that Jesus has actually been in Capernaum. You see, not only in teaching and preaching, because otherwise we'll end up being storytellers.
Say that again. That's true.
We will end up being, you know, intellectual speech, you know, rendering speeches intellectually in front of people, but there's no power of God. There's one pastor.
And what is his word without his power?
There's one pastor that I want, actually, we were at loggerheads. He was like, no, this thing of power, I don't like it. Let's just teach the word only. Then I said, there's no gospel without power.
I was about to say, but is his word not with power?
In fact, that's what the Bible says. The kingdom of God is not in mere words, but it is in the demonstration of his power.
Exactly.
So you can't be preaching and teaching Sunday to Sunday,
and
but there's no
manifestation
testimonies
of his power.
No, there's no testimony. Then you must go on a retreat as a pastor. Go on fasting, seek the Lord, find out why things are not happening here. When you have a crusade, no one gets healed, nothing happens, then you must know that no.
Could it be that the issue is within the interpretation of power? Because people tend to confuse the power of God with gimmicks. Hence, they see a need to force gimmicks instead of allowing the power of God to manifest.
Well, I always say, why would you want to fake what is real?
Exactly.
Why would you want to fake what is real? You understand? If you are not called into that ministry of healing and deliverance, the word on its own, it has the power of transformation.
Exactly.
So power comes in different forms. When we're talking about God's power, we are not just talking about the power when you see people falling down
on the floor,
and then you
exactly
think that's power. Then
well.
That's not power. That's not power. It could be that one was emotionally excited during the song, during the prayer, or some they fall because of fear. You understand? There's a lot of things that makes people fall down. Some is because of the Holy Spirit touching them. And not everyone who falls down is demonic.
Exactly.
Some they are receiving.
Nor is it that when no one is falling, that they're not, they haven't received the power of God.
Exactly. So you, yes. That's another thing again. When people are not falling down, it doesn't mean you don't have the power.
Exactly.
The power can come in a form of transformation.
Exactly.
Where the deliverance, actually I always say the greatest deliverance is transformation.
Yep.
The greatest deliverance is transformation. The renewing of the mind.
Yep.
Because once you renew your mind, then you see things different.
A lot changes in your life.
Even the way you see the word, you read the word, even the revelations, the exegesis, the epiphany behind the scriptures becomes totally different.
Amen.
You see.
Yep.
So today we are going to read the book of Matthew 18, verse 18.
Now, before I even read the scripture, I do want to remind you, family, you can always just text us through on 082-657-2729. Walum Fundis is still here because once he says goodbye, then he's gone. So if you've got any questions or add-ons, please go ahead and send them through on our WhatsApp line. And so the scripture is Matthew 18:18, Fundis.
Yes, Matthew 18:18, yes.
And it says, "Truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven."
Mm.
Here's another version. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Oh, I love that amplified version.
Amen.
Very, amen. very clear.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
So if you don't understand bounding is and loosing is,
then amplified version. Go to the amplified version. Mm. Yeah. Maybe if you can read it again in the amplified version.
It says, "Truly I tell you, whatsoever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven." So you can't create your own systems.
No.
It must already be existing in the heavens.
Yes. Yes. Sure. So now this shows the synergy between heavens and us.
Mm.
Remember, the Bible says, "As he is above, so are we in this world." So we are one with Christ.
Mm.
We are one with God.
Mm.
So that's why our total dependence must not be on the things that are tangible.
Yeah.
It's a grave concern to see people going to church because they want houses and cars and marriages.
Hey,
it's a grave concern. Mm. Then that's not the church that God is actually designed to be.
Mm.
You see, so we go to church because we are fellowshipping with God. We are in communion with Him.
True.
We are one with Him.
Mm.
You see, we go to the church because it is the day of the Lord. It's the Lord's day.
Amen.
So we celebrate that day. You see. Mm. So now today there's a kingdom, a system that we are given, which is who we are.
All right.
The power of authority. Today I want to talk about the power of authority. Hence I said we will revisit the last week's scripture, which Jesus, when you stood by the tomb where Lazarus was dead and buried for 4 days. Now, don't get to see Jesus going there to touch the body of Lazarus. He uses a kingdom key called authority.
Authority.
Hence, he says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me."
Mm.
Therefore, go.
Mm.
So that authority was transferred to us. In fact, the authority and the dominion and rulership, it was given to us in the book of Genesis.
First book. Mm. That's what I'm thinking. Mm.
Until man fell.
And lost the plan.
Lost everything. Mm. Then Jesus comes now to restore and reconcile man back to God, to their original state, who we are.
Come on.
You see.
Amen.
So now, if we are not careful, we will be enticed even by the preachings that every time on Sunday, you need to heap your own preacher with your on itching ears who is going to preach what you want to hear. And what you want to hear is about cars and houses and all these tangible things. There is more to that. The gospel of Jesus is, in fact, these are secondary things.
Exactly.
These are secondary things.
What does he even say? Seek ye first, you know, the kingdom.
These are secondary things. God desires us to become him. Let me repeat this one. God desires us to become him. Because that's what he said. Let us make man in our own image and likeness.
Amen.
That's why Paul saw everything. Paul says, we are the ambassadors in this world.
Come on.
You understand?
Yep.
And in the book of Corinthians, it's as if they didn't hear him well. He says, look, let me sanitize this thing. Let me tell you actually what is happening. This body that you see outside is just a house. But there is an indwelling spirit inside of you. And that spirit is called the Holy Spirit. And we know that the Holy Spirit is God.
Amen.
You see, so that's what God desires, to dwell in a man so that he can operate through a man.
All right.
The power and dominion that he has given us, so that we can influence the whole world and bring back that was lost in the Garden of Eden back to the house.
Amen.
You see, so authority is everything. Whatever you shall bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. So Jesus exercises authority before Lazarus. Lazarus is dead and buried. It's an unchanging situation.
I love the emphasis of he's buried already.
He's buried.
One could argue, you know what, he wasn't really dead.
No, he was.
But he was.
But he was. Because now if somebody... Let's talk about what's happening in our communities. When somebody is buried for 4 days, chances are visitors are already gone.
Exactly.
And there are relatives who are in a hurry who are already gone. So there are people, if we're living in this time, who were called when they arrive at home that Lazarus is alive.
This one is back to life.
You understand?
You came and buried an alive person. Basically.
Yes. But the message there is that Jesus is the life-giving spirit.
Come on.
The message there is about Jesus who has actually delivered us from the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
That's everything about Lazarus. It's the gospel. The entirety of the gospel is found there in that scripture of Lazarus. That we were dead. We were dead. We were filthy, we were smelling, we were stinking. But Jesus, through his love, he has called us from darkness.
Back into life.
To life, to this light. Remember, the Bible says, in him was life. And that life became the light of man. So Lazarus was in the dark place. Grave, it was closed, so he's in darkness. He's in the dead now, he's dead. So Jesus calls him to light, to this life,
Amen.
Which is the light of man.
Come on.
You see. So he exercises the God given authority. This is what we are. This is who we are. He emphasizes it in the book of Matthew 18:18. He says, whatever you bind on earth, in other words, heavens will allow it. It will be bound as well. Whatever you loose on earth, heavens will agree with you. Because there is oneness between us and heavens. Now, coming to your situations, everyday life. You need to understand that authority, if ever you sense any spiritual attack in your life, be it sickness, be it anything, you have been given a kingdom principle. That's why Jesus says, let the poor say, I am rich. Let the weak say, I am strong. You understand?
Yep.
Let the sick say, I am healed. So that's authority.
Yeah.
There is not emphasizing on medicine or anything tangible. He says, use who you are. to change your situation. What is inside of you has the power to transform everything
around
outside.
You.
So that's how we are so powerful. We have the God nature in us.
And we shouldn't allow the enemy to have us doubt that.
No.
Yeah.
Once you understand the scriptural authority that we have in Christ Jesus, then you won't permit. That's why the book, the Amplified Version says, whatever you permit. So don't give permission to the devil.
Yeah.
These evil spirits, demons, be it its spirits of debts or whatever spirits are there, delays, near successes, you know, limitations, you know, spirits that goes with the name that you are given, you know, curses that are said on you, you have the power to paralyze the enemy's, you know, tricks.
Sure.
You have the power to say, not here, not in my house. Yeah, I don't permit any demonic operation here.
You know, it amazes me, Mfundisi, oftentimes how, as you're speaking, I'm listening to you, one will say, no, but let's be practical. You know how we always argue practicality. No, let's be practical. We can't make everything a spirit. But what we forget is what's happening now in the physical, what we see now, began in the spiritual realms.
Amen. Amen.
We put that aside totally and we forget about it.
Amen. Amen. There is a question actually there by Kosi. If you can read it for us.
This says, good day, Pastor Moyo and Sis Luko. As a believer. Oh, let me start here. Thanks to Utuli K.
That's my wife.
Your biggest cheerleader, by the way.
she is so anointed, this woman. Can preach. She preaches the word, I'm telling you.
One day when you can't make it, you must send her through.
Please. One day I'll come with her here.
Please.
To share with people. Yeah.
So, because it says, good day, Pastor Moyo and Sis Luko. As a believer, what is it that I can do so that I can want God and Him alone while I'm waiting on the Lord to bless me with material things?
Jesus.
So I'm sensing, Fundisi, here, Wuti, the question is saying, while I wait, how do I wait for God in God?
Yes.
Because the problem is what we were talking about in the beginning.
Yes.
Where you are here just for His things.
Yes. Yes.
So it's a very important question, because
Amen.
Basically this question is saying, okay, I'm now waiting on God.
Amen.
But how do I focus on Him?
Amen.
Instead of what it is Amen. That I'm waiting for?
Amen. It's simple. Jesus says, love your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your body. So you focus on Him.
Let it be your mission.
Yes, you don't put pressure on God. God's timing is always the best. And God's timing, that's why the Bible says, 1,000 years is as good as one day. One day is as good as 1,000 years. Let's not put God as if he's a project manager. So we have a project, we say, here is the timeline, this thing, you must do it now. Otherwise, if you don't do it, I'm leaving. Nowadays, we are like those children in the house who says to God, mommy or daddy, if you don't buy me a bicycle, then I'm leaving.
You know what I used to say?
So you are putting God under pressure because you want a bicycle.
Exactly. I always say, Mfundisi, I think we need to remember the essence of us coming to Christ.
Yes.
Yes, you might have come because things were rough for you.
Yes.
And you heard about a God who could alleviate the pressure.
Yes.
But the purpose of us coming to Him, as like you're saying, is for us to be reconciled back to
back
Him.
Back to Him.
It's the purpose is for our relationship.
You
master the relationship.
Amen.
Work on the relationship.
Amen.
And remember,
Amen.
Scripture says,
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That's the first thing.
Amen.
That's Him.
Amen.
Seek Him.
And again, I think what needs to be done as well, especially in our charismatic Pentecostal churches. I challenge the men and women of God in this. Live nationally. I see my brother is also listening from Cape Town.
Hello, brother.
I have a supportive family, Beaver.
Very.
His name is Beaver.
Hi, Beaver, and welcome to Radio Pulpit. So it's actually your brother, really.
Yes.
Hi, Beaver.
So I challenge our charismatic Pentecostal churches, especially the structuring of our messages.
Mm.
Now that I say this is the year of wealth and divine connections, does it mean now do we focus on that alone? No. Mm. You might find out that even from January to December, I might not even touch the issue of you having gold and silver. You understand? I'm dealing with the fruit of the Spirit, teaching people what are the fruit of the Spirit. What is it that you should possess as a child of God?
Mm.
You see?
Yep.
And then we teach about the attributes, seven spirits of the Holy Spirit. You understand? We teach about obedience. What is obedience? Because you might run after all these things, but you find out that you on your side, you yourself, you are not in the right standing as far as God's principles are concerned.
Say that again. And we must be careful, Mfundisi, not to cultivate a type of Christian or Christians who have all these things, who've run after all of them. You know, we've prayed. And you know what happens when you're not mature enough?
Mm-hmm.
You take those things and you run away from God.
That's what
happens.
Because
that's what you came for.
That's what happens.
That's what you came for.
In fact, in our church, I'm sure Sisko will attest to what I'm saying right now. We had a night prayer, powerful night prayer, fully packed on the 29th of November. There's a gentleman who stood there to testify. She was like, he was like, you know, sometimes this is what we do as brethren. We come here at church, pastor prays for us, he teaches us the word. When we get things, we run away.
You
confess,
he
said, I came here, my things were okay, my life was back to track, but guess what? I left, started my own things, I landed in jail. But this is the same pastor again who prayed for me, and then that case was cancelled. I'm out again. I'm here to testify that, guys, God is everything. You see, how many people have we lost in the church because they came for things?
Yep.
And people who come for things, most of the times, they are very sensitive.
Yeah.
You can't reprimand them. You can't rebuke them.
That's because they have a different objective why they're there.
You understand?
Yeah.
So now you start instilling discipline in the kingdom.
Then it's a problem.
Then it's a problem. It's like, no, this is not what I subscribe for. I mean, I'm so and so. You can't talk to me like this. You can't tell me 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. But the same people, when you say, the Lord says today everyone is going to be blessed, they say, your God has spoken.
Yeah.
But the moment you say, don't do 1, 2, 3, they say, hey, pastor is moody.
Chase them out of...
You understand? They are quick to switch.
Yeah.
They are very quick to switch the blame.
They're selective.
To what they want to hear. When it's blessings, raining money, talking about things that they want. I'm telling you.
That's their message.
They say, this is our lovely pastor. Our pastor is all that. You understand?
Yeah.
Because you spoke what is itching into their ears. You understand?
Yep.
But reprimand them. Rebuke them. Or say no to this. I'm telling you. Immediately.
You're the worst enemy.
Immediately they say no, Pastor Lamalanga, akakwazi ukukhuluma.
Yeah.
How?
You've dealt with a lot.
How? Oh, pastor. No, I'm saying in general. Yeah, not that
no,
it's
no, I'm
happening
saying
in
as
my
ministers,
church.
Not no, as ministers.
This is what
generally.
We face. Any pastor will agree to what I'm saying that right now. You understand? This is the generation. This is the toughest generation to preach to. I'm telling you. Any pastor or bishop or an apostle will tell you right now what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You see, it's a difficult generation because you can't please everyone.
Yeah.
You will never please everyone.
So it's a woke generation to its detriment, actually.
You see.
Mm.
So, but as a shepherd, you see somebody leading their life to destruction. It becomes so painful because you know that the way and the route that they are taking
leads to destruction.
There is death at the detour. You know, this route that they are taking is not going anywhere.
Mm.
But guess what? You can't do anything. You just have to intercede, pray for them. But you know where it started? It is because we say wozuzolanda into zakho. So then they come balanda into zabo. You understand?
Sure.
Sorry to somebody who didn't hear well what I said. It's when we say, come and get your things. The message is, come and get your things.
And Jesus that is never
message,
part of that.
That message is very misleading to immature Christians.
True.
Because all they are there for is those things that you say Jesus can offer. But they don't want the one who is offering.
Yeah.
They don't want Jesus who offers them those things. They want those things that come from Jesus. Hence, their love for Jesus is an emotional love.
Ish. Fundisi, this is a sensitive one. You know, a friend used to say, a friend in the word also used to say, the problem, Luko, like I said, people want God's things. When they're being, I don't want to say scammed, but when they're being misled, you know, by false ministers,
yes.
He would say, the problem is they're looking for something and it's not God.
Yes.
And unfortunately, they're getting what they're looking for.
Yes. Yo,
that was brutal.
Yes.
I was like, what?
Yes.
He says, yeah, they're here for things.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes.
And now they've been given these things minus God.
Amen. So that's why I'm responding to this course. It's never about material things anyway.
Oh, it's never about
it's
that.
It's never about material
it's always
things
been about
anyway.
Jesus.
It's all a, go to Jesus. Wait on God. God says, I, the Lord, I'll make it happen.
Amen.
He says, in fact, I think it's Isaiah 45. He says, I will break the iron doors. I will actually destroy the brass pillars and I mean iron pillars and brass doors, and I will go personal. I will go personal and gather that wealth for you.
Mm.
You see, but he is talking to somebody who is well positioned.
Mm.
When Jehoshaphat was facing war, a serious war, where about four kings were against him. They wanted to besiege him.
Mm.
Now, the instruction from God, after they prayed and fasted, God says to them, position yourself.
All right.
He sends a message through a prophet that tell my people to position themselves.
Mm.
You understand? So if you are positioned right, you will receive it. There's no. Paul says, if God gave us his son Jesus, how can he not give us all things?
Come on. Sure. If you could give
if
a his prized possession.
If he gave you Jesus, then what is a Range Rover? It's just a matter of time.
Exactly.
What is a mansion? Because a mansion is built by a human being.
Mm.
The difference is is the expenditure.
Yep.
The cost of the mansion. Mm. That's all. But there's nothing bigger than Jesus in this world.
Yeah.
There's nothing that we can glorify bigger than, I mean, more than Jesus.
That's true.
You see? So we ought to be careful that in this kingdom, there are kingdom laws. And when I'm talking about kingdom laws, I'm not talking about the law of Moses and the law of Leviticus, what. No. I'm talking about the way of doing things.
Yep.
There is a way of doing things and there is a way of acquiring things in this kingdom.
Amen.
But if you set your heart right for God, you will always receive the best from the Lord.
You guarantee it too.
You will always receive the best from the Lord.
Sure.
Paul says he has given us all things pertaining to godliness. Those are spiritual things. And pertaining to life, these are material things that we need in this life journey.
I like that you're saying that, Mfundisi, because there is the sense of hostility when somebody speaks of material things. It's almost as if they're not meant for us as the kingdom.
No.
And I always say, yabona this gospel yama niginigi. I don't want
No.
You remember the song, if I'm wearing ragged clothes, no.
I don't subscribe to that.
That's not mine.
That's not, subscribe to that. Because if the Bible says, as he is above, so I am in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I need to understand above there, how he is he?
Exactly.
How is he?
Exactly.
In terms of his nature and in terms of the place where he dwells. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I need to align myself and see how he is above. The environment that he's in.
It's not a poor God.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And the nature of him as the God.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that, all those attributes, I need to come here and say, this is who I am.
Amen.
So poverty, I can't be poor. No, I refuse.
And I'm not going
to spit it out.
I'm not
going
to glorify that and
I
sing about it.
I kick it out. I don't even want it next to me.
True.
You know?
True.
That's so. So, but we need to align people very well. We need to balance it very well, lest we put the material things ahead of him.
That's true. That's true.
And forget that he is the shepherd. He knows where we need, where the greener pastures are.
Amen.
You see, so so we need to balance people's emotions, but also people as well must be ready for God more than anything else.
Amen.
They must be ready for the Holy Spirit. That's the promise that Jesus gave us.
Sure.
That's the promise. He said, I'm going to the Father, and I'll ask of the Father that he sends you the Holy Spirit. That's the promise. Number one promise. More than material things, ask yourself, is the Holy Spirit in you? If he's in you, then you are covered.
Come on.
If he's in you, then you are covered.
Then you need not worry. Why worry?
What is material things? You see?
I like how you're really emphasizing on this, Mfundisi Ukuthi. Look, they are ours, but we're not going to dwell on that.
Yes.
They are ours. We will speak about them. We will declare them over our lives.
Yes.
Because they belong to us. But
yes.
At the same time, the core of the message
we need
is
to revisit. We need to revisit the main gist of the gospel.
Sure.
Lest we mislead people to thinking that the gospel is about these things that will perish. Remember, the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God shall remain.
Sure.
You see.
Yeah.
All these things will pass away. We have seen, as a pastor, I've conducted burials for poor people. I've conducted burials for rich people. But I've never seen anyone being buried with any money or anything. No.
You leave it here.
So let us not actually be clouded by things that are perishable and forget the gist and the eternity, the eternal one, which is the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Sure. Believe you me, with what I've said right now, that verse, Matthew 18, verse 18, we're talking about loosing now, says whatever you loose, in other words, whatever you release here on earth, it will be released in heaven.
Amen.
Just release your wealth.
Release your wealth.
Release your wealth. Release your peace. Just release your prosperity. Release your joy. You know, for the kingdom of God, you understand. It's not in talks only.
Yeah.
But it is in the demonstration of God's power.
Amen.
Like I explained, that the power of God comes in different forms. It's not when you see people screaming and falling down.
Yep.
That's a fraction of it. But the power of God
is only a fraction of it.
The power of God is transformation. Because you can fall all you want. The next thing you wake up with that jealousy of yours.
I thought I was going to say that in the beginning when you said it's all in the transformation at the end of the day.
If your falling down does not transform you, you are still a bitter somebody. You are still an arrogant somebody. You are still disobedient. You are still somebody on a partake. You are still somebody who is jealous and competitive. If somebody has caught a car, then your next prayer items
is a car and
a better one. And all of a sudden you are sweating, you are in fasting because you want yourself to have a name. Then it's not God.
Ish.
Then it's not God.
Sure. From this.
Then it's not God.
No, I hear you.
You see?
I hear you.
So, but God has given us the resources to lose whatever we want to lose.
Amen.
You can have all things. In fact, there is a richest man in the Bible called Solomon. When he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, he says, all these things are vanity.
Sure.
This is the richest man. We had everything.
And he considers it vanity.
And many wives, for your own information. He had 700 wives, legal wives, and 300 concubines. Omakwapeni. You understand?
And you know that requires mine.
You understand?
Take out mine.
And he had good relationships with all the kings around because of his wisdom. Mm-hmm. When he sees that you want to fight him, you marry your daughter, he knows you won't launch a bomb there. That's how Solomon was. You know.
Wow, but
that's how Solomon was. When he sees that, no, you are just closer to taking over his power, he marries your daughter. He knows you won't send people to kill everyone.
The power
there,
of wealth.
You know.
True.
You understand?
True.
But at the end, this is a man who died without God.
Yeah.
Now, let us be honest.
Mm.
Solomon died a poor man. Not poor in a sense of
poor
not having
spirit.
Wealth. No, yes, because the same women that he accumulated in his empire, those are the same women who introduced their pagan gods. Now he was told, I said, she's in paper. Now he was, now he says, censor. Now he has idol gods. Now he's trying to please everyone around him.
Mm.
Remember, women are influential.
Mm.
The power of influence lies with women. Women are very influential.
Mm. Sure, it's true.
You
I'm
see,
a woman, but I can agree with
no, women are very influential. Mm. And their influence can be good. And also can be destructive. It needs to be seriously and stringently harnessed.
Mm. That's so true.
If it's not well harnessed, I'm telling you, they can destroy something that is good.
Mm.
But if it's well harnessed and well oiled, women, I'm telling you, they can take
they can build nations.
They can build nations. They can build you an empire.
That's so true.
You understand. So Solomon, all these things, he died a poor man.
Imagine.
And he writes, he says, I've seen it. All these things are just vanity.
Loella says, Pastor, the word you're looking for is this generation believe they're entitled.
Wow. At least somebody said it.
True.
At least somebody said it. I didn't say it. Somebody had to say it.
Unfortunately, but true. Enjoy your program. Thanks and God bless you. Thanks, Loella.
Thanks, Loella. It says anonymous, please.
Excuse. We only saw that later. But you're actually correct, my
yes.
love. You are correct.
It says, Pastor, the word you are looking for in this generation believe they are entitled.
It is.
Very true.
It's
at least somebody
true.
Said it. He said, unfortunate but true. Enjoy your program. Thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Because
do forgive us. We only saw anonymous later.
Sorry. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You and know? Also, positioning is so important, Matuli says. We must be ready for God.
Amen.
We're blessed. Mfundisi,
amen.
We are truly blessed. We've got only 2 minutes to the
thank
news.
Thank you so much.
But I must say thank you. Thank you so much. We'll meet up again next week.
Thank you so much.
And on Christmas Day.
And safe travels to those that are traveling.
Yes, please.
To their respective homes.
Yes, please.
Some, they are also at home already. Some, their home is local. So they are not traveling anywhere.
Yeah.
But we are saying we speak safety,
in fact,
protection, and blessings upon you.
I have a song leading us to the news. But you know what?
Amen.
I'm going to remove it. If you can just pray for safety, really, because I've
amen.
Been seeing a
amen.
Lot of accidents on the road.
Amen.
And we need to speak life and cancel,
amen.
You know, the tricks
amen.
Of the devil on
amen.
The roads.
Amen.
So maybe you can close up for us just by praying for those traveling as well.
Amen. Amen. In fact, Mamfundi Sumoyo, my wife, was preaching this the past Sunday.
Mm.
She spoke about the altar of prayer and positioning ourselves that, please, let us not, because now it's festive season, let us not lessen prayer and say, no, now I'm excited, I will pray in January. Anyway, it's fasting season in January.
Yo.
This season is the most crucial one because this is where there are a lot of attacks and everything.
Very important.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I release protection. Father, I pray for your people, for your children.
Mm.
I pray for their safety.
Yes.
Father, I engulf and cover everyone in the blood of Jesus. Listen, you devil and your demons, we overcame you by the power of the blood of Jesus, and we have the word of the testimony. And through the power of the blood of Jesus, the power of the new covenant, we are saying we are a prohibited area.
Yeah.
We are untouchable, unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, we are sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And we are prosperous, and we are the children of God in
mm-hmm.
Jesus' mighty name. And we deserve all things, good things, the best in this world in
mm-hmm.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. God bless until next week.
Amen.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.